Hi, I'm Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. Today I want to share with you what I learned from Alex Jones of Infowars.com about Patriot Act 2. This is from his article, Alex Jones' Analysis of the Secret Patriot Act 2, for which he won a Project Censored Award. Patriot Act 2 is an act that grants the U.S. government the same powers Hitler gave himself. It restructures the entire federal government as well as many areas of state government under the dictatorial control of the Justice Department, Homeland Security, and the FEMA NORTHCOM military command. It's tantamount to the imposition of a dictatorship. I'm not exaggerating. Here's what it does. Section 501, Expatriation of Terrorists. This expands the Bush administration's enemy combatant definition to all American citizens who may have violated any provision of Section 802 of the First Patriot Act. Think about how broad that definition may be. In the words of Alex Jones, that means a U.S. citizen engaging in lawful activities can be grabbed off the street and thrown into a van, never to be seen again. They can do this because the guy had inferred from conduct that he was not a U.S. citizen. Remember, Patriot Act 1 says that any violation of federal or state law can result in being designated an enemy combatant. Section 201 of the Patriot Act 2 makes it illegal to release any information concerning the incarceration or whereabouts of detainees. Law enforcement never has to release the names of the people they've arrested to the press or anyone else, so Argentinian-style disappearances would be given full cover. There's so much stuff here. Let me see if I can truncate things just to give you an idea. Patriot Act 2 sets up a national database of suspected terrorists, including anyone who has been associated or has supported any group designated as terrorist. Remember, the Peace Fresno group was infiltrated by a guy working in the anti-terrorist division. Patriot Act 2 also sets up a national DNA database for anyone on probation or who has ever been on probation for any crime. It also sets up a national DNA database of suspected terrorists. It gives immunity to law enforcement engaging in spying against the American people. It designates individual terrorists as foreign powers and again strips them of all rights. It clearly states that any information gathering, regardless of whether or not those activities are illegal, can be considered to be clandestine intelligence activities for a foreign power. This makes news gathering illegal. It allows the federal government to use wartime martial law powers domestically and internationally without Congress declaring that a state of war exists. It gives the government the power of surveillance without a court order. It gets rid of the need for warrants. It throws out the entire Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. It annihilates the Fifth Amendment, issuing contempt charges against anyone who refuses to incriminate themselves. It removes the 5-year sunset clause from the First Patriot Act. It grants the government the right to data mine the entire spectrum of public and private sector information from bank records to educational and medical records. It allows the government to take over coroners' and medical examiners' operations whenever they see fit. It allows the federal government to place gag orders on federal and state grand juries and to take over the proceedings. It destroys any remaining whistleblower protection for federal agents. It allows corporations to keep secret their activities with toxic biological, chemical, or radiological materials. It allows top federal officials to keep all their financial dealings secret, and anyone investigating them can be considered a terrorist. It also allows Homeland Security to secretly take individuals out of foreign countries. It expands the definition of weapons of mass destruction to include any activity that affects interstate or foreign commerce. It states that any terrorist act or support of a terrorist act can result in the death penalty. This list goes on and on. I just don't have the time to comment on even the most outrageous Nazi-esque provisions it sets up. It essentially grabs our Constitution in its grubby Gestapo hands and feeds it into the shredder. That's our Constitution. Our Bill of Rights. That's what makes being American, American. We can't let them do this. Our Constitution far outweighs any terrorist threat, real or imagined, that might be contrived as an excuse to put this order into effect. I'm Jody Paulson. and I just thought you should know.